Sports Volt Podcast. We back at it, man. I got B in the building.
What's up?
What's going on, man? It's a lot of interesting things going on, a lot of hot topics, man. You know, some tragic news, some bitter news. But it's an interesting time in sports, man. Everything is in not in full swing, but this is an interesting time of the year, man. October, man. We got the MLB, we got the NFL, the NBA, man. It's hot right now, man. Everything's going on, man. But we definitely got to start it off with the welterweight boxing champion, man. Errol Spence Jr. is in stable condition at this point at a Dallas hospital after a car crash Thursday, man. He's lucky to be alive. I just watched the video clip. It's crazy, man. The car flipped over. He's 29 years old. Surprisingly, he didn't suffer any broken bones or fractures in this accident, and they're expecting him to have a full recovery. Right now he's in the hospital with obviously his parents and his family members by his bedside, man. But I mean, this news has had me, you know, on edge all day today, man. Just watching this man, you know, pretty much go to battle inside the ring to survive that war inside the ring. And then, you know, damn near lose his life outside of the ring, you know, behind the wheel. It's such a crazy, you know, incident right now. I mean, they are looking into it to seeing if there was other factors involved in the crash, man. But what you think about, you know, the champ, you know, in what they're saying is stable condition, man. But, you know, like you said, it could be some other things involved.
Most importantly, we just going to do our well wishes out to Errol Spence. Just make sure he has, I don't even want to say a speedy recovery, man. He could take all the time he needs to heal and be at 100%, man. It's real unfortunate to see somebody so, like, just really at the height of his career, man. And you know, so much more is ahead of him. So you kind of hate to see all that being jeopardized. I think that there were Dallas police who actually giving him a DWI. So it's tough, man. It's tougher to see that him at that height, man. You got to be real risky, man. If you at that height, you could easily be brought down.
Right.
And you just got to recognize that we all just human at the end of the day, man. Yeah. And he's not immune or immortal to any type of car accidents or anything like that.
So, exactly.
Driving under the influence is definitely real risky. But I hope everything is safe, man. I hope he just kind of like just understands that, man, that's poison.
Yeah, I know all is going to be proven. I know that the reports is going to prove whether he was under the influence or driving while intoxicated or anything like that, man. I mean, it's definitely, you know, like you said, you know, hope he takes all the time in the world. He was scheduled, you know, for a big fight. Either with Manny Pacquiao or Danny Garcia, obviously now that's going to be on delay. We just want to make sure that he's able to, be fully functional and, continue the rest of his life. I believe he has two daughters, if I'm not mistaken. So I know they are definitely by his side, you know, just wanting to see their father back on their feet, you know, above and beyond boxing. But yeah, you know, sometimes I definitely hope this is not a case of, you know, a man feeling invincible. I really like Errol Spence, and I hope he didn't, you know, take for granted, life. He just came off a thrilling victory, man. And sometimes when you come off such a thrilling high of a victory like that, man, it does give you an invincible feeling. I'm not sure the speed at which he was driving, man, but, you know, in that kind of sports car, man, it's definitely not built to flip like that, man. And I know those cars have soft tops. So, you know, we're definitely, you know, making sure that, you know, we're thinking of Errol Spence, man, and definitely in our prayers for, a full recovery. And I believe we'll see him, possibly back in the ring. But, you know, let's not, you know, get ahead of that, man. And just let's see what plays itself out with this, man. But definitely wanted to make sure we addressed Errol Spence, man, because that news was crazy when it broke this morning. Another thing we definitely got to get into is the current MLB. Man, it's playoff time, playoff grind. You know, right now we had the Tampa Bay Rays and the Houston Astros, which I believe is a little segue for the Astros, into the World Series. I believe we have the Yankees waiting on deck, man. But I don't know. The Astros, something about this season with the Astros, man. I know you're high on the Yankees, man. What about the Yankees has made you believe that this is actually their season, man? Because you seem to be a real firm believer.
It's just, honestly, I got to think it's upper management. And it's just, I think that the guys at the top are knowing good baseball. They're putting heavy good influence on the coaches. The whole organization, I think, is just in tune and in sync with each other this year, because the Yankees weren't healthy all this year, man. We had a lot of star players that were on the bench throughout the year, and a lot of those secondary guys just stepped up to the plate, and they showed that level of pedigree. And I think, again, that comes from management and them just kind of having that strong influence and telling these, like, believing in these guys and these guys believing in themselves at the end of the day as well. Mm-hmm. That's why I think the Astros may bring a good game. They're definitely the team to worry about. Definitely can't underrate them. They're 2-2 right now with the Rays. I think they're definitely going to win the series between the Rays. I mean, they're mm-hmm. the number one seed. But I'm excited, man. I think the Yankees are the Astros, they won like 2 years ago, but I think it's just something about the Yankees this year, man. Not just because they're my team, but I just the camaraderie, the teamwork, just the whole organization right now. They believe in themselves, and I'm a firm believer as well.
Okay. I mean, I ain't mad. I mean, you gotta ride with your team. Right now, the score is at the end of the sixth inning, and the Astros are up 4-1. They do have home field advantage in the series, man. I do believe that home field is big, especially in baseball and in a 7-game series. I believe the Astros will have home field over the Yankees, if I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely not.
I definitely have to take a look.
We're the second seed, man. Yankees second seed. Okay. We're only a few games behind the Rays. And that's why I'm telling you why we're so good, man. We're like second seed with like injured players throughout the season. It's crazy, man. It's our year, man. It's undeniable, man. I'm telling you, the Astros are struggling with the Rays, who made it through a wild card. I mean, they had Verlander on the mound. I mean, at game four, I'm telling you, man. These pitchers are getting exhausted. Jared Cole's on the mound tonight. He's pitching a good game. I don't want to underestimate their bullpen, but dude, our bats are heavy this year. And I got
heavy bats out there in New York, man. I mean, Houston has a heavy arm, man, by the name of Verlander, man. I mean, you heard the Rays coach the other day say they got Verlander, man, at any given time. I think when you have a star pitcher like that, Kershaw didn't come through for the Dodgers. They're obviously going to watch the Cardinals go on and play the Nationals after last night's loss, man. But it's going to be tough. I think pitching is definitely crucial this time of the year, man. But like you said, the Yankees do have a good team balance. From top to bottom, including ownership and organization, man. But, you know, I'm excited to see these next couple rounds in this next series, man. I think either way, the World Series is going to be exciting, man. It's heated gameplay, postseason play. They're, you know, wrapping it up. But, you know, what's beginning right now is the NBA preseason underway, man. I know you saw my man Zion last night. Bouncing off the floor, pogo sticks in his legs, man. He's half man, half machine. I mean, it's crazy. I think you told me his numbers was 12, what, for 13? Yeah. Something crazy, man. But obviously, we always want to, when we talk about Zion, we still bring up health, man. But, you know, I think he's going to be an all-star right off the rip, man. I mean, and then last night, I think he proved just that, man. I mean, what do you think about Zion, even though it's preseason, even though it's early, man? How Zion look out there?
He just looks dominant, man. He looks confident. I didn't actually get to catch the game, but I've seen some highlights. I've seen some good chemistry between him and Lonzo. I've seen his stats, 12 for 13, field goals, 5 for 8 at the line. And all respect to Stephen A. Smith, and he's saying that he actually believes that Zion may have a similar rookie year to Shaquille O'Neal. Mm-hmm. O'Neal. Yeah, man, I and that's just deriving from dominance. I mean, Shaquille O'Neal came in the league and, dude, literally nobody wanted to be under that rim, man, because they knew that it was tough. Mm-hmm. It was tough to just defend it. And I think Zion Williamson has that same element to his game.
Definitely.
And, yeah, man, I look forward to seeing him, especially with these young guys.
Yeah, I really hope that he lives up to the hype, man, not just with the highlight plays. But I hope that his team has a bit of success, man. That's the only chance he's going to have of making the All-Star team. He's definitely going to be the Rookie of the Year. He's definitely going to be first team All-NBA. I want to see Zion not only in the All-Star game, man. I want to see him in the slam dunk contest, man, along with LeBron James. And, you know, we got to figure out who's going to be in this dunk contest along with Zion. If, you know, I think we definitely need some more superstars to take that on their shoulders, to carry that. You know, to take more pride in that competitive aspect, similar to how Michael Jordan and Dominique Wilkins used to do back in the day, man. It's crazy how today's NBA players' pride. You got the greatest player of all time, Jordan. Legendary moments, iconic moments in slam dunk contests, man. And I mean, who could forget about, of course, you know, the Jordans that he was wearing. You know, the number ones, you know, the Jordans that's in all the posters, man. Like, I think that, you know, it does something for your legacy. And maybe with Zion being under the brand Jordan, maybe he'll look at, you know, Jordan's early part of his career, man. When they said when they was interviewing Zion, they asked him who'd he, you know, grow up watching. He said Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, and Larry Bird. And then he winds up signing with Team Jordan. So I think Jordan might have a little bit of influence. Jordan did the dunk contest early in his career, man. I think that really set the tone, man. It was some real good battles between him, Dominique Wilkins. I mean, they were stars in the league who really, you know, took on that challenge. Win or lose, I mean, you know, a lot of these superstars probably feel like they have a lot to lose. If LeBron loses a dunk contest to Zion, does his legacy take a hit? If Zion loses to somebody who he's not supposed to lose to, but I think it's all in good fun for the fans. You know, we all hosts, we all broadcasters, but we fans first, man, and we definitely want to see that happen. What we don't want to see happen is this falling out that looks like is going on between the NBA and China right now. I was watching a funny clip where the lady was interviewing Westbrook and James Harden, and before she could fully get the question out, they cut her smooth off and snatched her mic. I mean, they're being real low-key with a lot of these details that's going on with this situation, man. I thought the NBA was a international brand. I mean, this ain't an international good look right now. I mean, you know, China does have strong, you know, leadership and dictatorship. But yeah, man, it's, I don't know what's, you know, quite going on with that situation. It's got a lot of people buzzing and talking right now, man. It doesn't look like the players are going to be able to comment too much on it. But, you know, I know it's a lot of money involved, man. B, what you think about this international? I thought the NBA was, I thought this was a global game.
It's definitely, it's tough, man, because it's just two different cultures. Mm-hmm. And sometimes some questions may be asked that may be offensive. I've never, mm-hmm. this is what I'm just picking up from this, from what you told me. I haven't heard any of this yet, mm-hmm. but let's take a look at this video and I'll tell you a little bit more after that. Give me a second here.
All right. I mean, it's politics.
Hi, Christina McFarlane, CNN. The NBA has always been a league that prides itself on its player and its coaches being able to speak out openly about political and societal affairs. I just wonder, after the events of this week and the fallout we've seen, whether you would both feel differently about speaking out in that way in future. It's a legitimate question. This is an event that's happened this week during the NBA. This particular question has not been answered. James.
Any other questions?
Gentlemen in the front.
This is for Russ. You were here for the Why Not Tour, and now you're here for the 2019. Yeah. Can you talk about what it's like to play here and what your relationship is with your country?
I love it, man. I love coming here.
Oh, man. It's tough, man. So, wait, they were in China?
Yeah, I mean, they're in China. You know, the preseason games, they're trying to promote the game globally, man. And, you know, when two bosses collide, it's crazy. You know, it's politics involved. This is when politics throws its hat in the ring when it comes to sports, man. And let's just hope we can clear this up and keep making the game, keep growing and keep it global. This was starting to be one of my favorite parts of the NBA, is the way it was able to expand international and, you know, European players involved in the game and in different, you know, youth and around the world in different countries, seeing the little kids from China, and how they, they look up to the NBA players, man. I really hope they figure this out, man. But, this is life. This is what it is, man. So everybody's not, built to get along, man. But I believe they are going to figure it out. The same way that them birds figured it out, man. You know what I'm saying?
Talking about the eagles?
The birds, man. They figuring it out.
Oh, man.
They look good. They look solid, making some good moves, man. You know, we in the mid-season, not really mid-season for NFL. I say it is still...
Last quarter?
It's past the first quarter of the season, man. This is the time of the year where teams start to begin to reveal their true colors, man. There is a game going on right now between the New England Patriots and the New York Giants. I believe Tom Brady just passed Peyton Manning for second all-time for passing yardage. A lot of people have Brady pegged as the GOAT. I'm not ready to do that, man. I'm going to ride with Joe Montana as the greatest quarterback of all time, man. But definitely Brady passing Peyton Manning for second most on passing yards in NFL history. Got to salute, you know what I mean? He's an OG that takes longevity. That's the first thing that, I think of when, to avoid all those injuries, all those years in such a brutal contact sport, man. It's crazy that he's been able to play to the age that he is right now and put up these kind of numbers, man. But I'm not ready to say that Brady is the greatest of all time. But what do you think about him passing Peyton Manning on this record breaking night, man, and where you think that this puts him in line as the greatest quarterback already? Or
absolutely. But that's the thing, man. When you say greatest of all time,
yes sir,
that's the thing about the game of football, man. It's not going to end. It's a game that was here for the generation before us, and it's going to be here for the generation after us, man. And I love to see, I love what I'm actually seeing with the quarterback position actually evolving, and not just being so much a white dominant position. You've seen a lot of more African Americans taking over in that position. So I definitely love to see what the future holds. But as far as Brady passing Manning, listen, man, Brady is, come on, man. Like I don't even know what the win loss record his is compared to Joe Montana. But this dude just comes out on the beginning of the season and just is like, his record shows, is like his stats shows. Men lie, women lie, numbers don't, man. And that's just what comes down to the day, man. A dude like puts numbers on the boards, and and I think that quarterback position being, just being in that stadium and just calling the plays, the hike, he was built for this. This was built for him even before he even knew it, man. He's definitely one of God's gifts to the game of football. There's a lot of things that could come at his career about deflate gates, the spy, all that stuff, man. Right. They could say everything.
Yeah.
But listen, man, in and out, the dude comes out every year. Even at this age, just still performs. You could give him any receiver, and a dude just, like, it's not a matter of him throwing the ball where it needs to be. It's about the catcher catching it, because it's just undeniable how great of a quarterback he is.
Yeah, definitely Tom Brady is definitely a special quarterback. His longevity with the same franchise is incredible, man. I think that Joe Montana being undefeated in the Super Bowl, and just the way he did it and under the situation that he did it in, and I think he's the best of all time, the best I ever seen. Like, just his overall arm talent, You know, Tom Brady has a high IQ level, man. But, you know, Joe Montana had, a special arm similar to Dan Marino. But Dan Marino never quite got the job done. But, yeah, man, shout out to Tom Brady. You know, he's still got a few more years and probably he's going to, continue to climb charts and, put up big numbers on the record books, man. But especially if he gets, Gronk, he's had some talent to throw to it, even though he's made a lot of talent happen because of, who he is and, what the kind of work he puts in, man. But, there's some rumors that Gronk hasn't, fully hung up everything right now. So he didn't really, file the retirement papers, man. So there's hope. Maybe they're saving Gronk for the playoffs. Wouldn't that be convenient if they let his body rest from all the injuries and then bring him back close to the end of the season, maybe even for the playoffs? I don't know how that works, how that stipulation works, how many games you have to play to be for that to be legit, man. But for him to, but I take that back. I think he just signed a contract with Fox Sports to be an analyst.
Oh, okay.
So maybe Gronk has made a decision. Way.
Dude, imagine that. They cut, yo.
He could renege. I wouldn't be the Mark Whitten. Mark Whitten did renege. He came, stepped out the box, reneged on his deal. Tony Romo hasn't reneged on his deal.
But I'm talking about him coming to play during the playoffs. Like, what? Has that been done before in the game?
I don't know. I mean, something's funny about this situation with Gronk, man. We're going to have to wait to see how this plays out, man. There's some more news about Colin Kaepernick. Coming out, he's releasing some information, trying to, clear up some false, allegations, regarding his unemployment, which is now approaching 3 years. 3 years that fast. I don't even feel like Kaepernick's been out the year 3 years. He's been out the league for 3 years, man. He's holding on to that claim that he still wants to play. He's had a few teams, say that they would be interested. I believe Seattle was the only team that actually brought him in for a visit but didn't work him out, man. Colin Kaepernick just still can't stay out of the news or the media, and he still seems like he's fighting for his name when he should be fighting for a spot on a roster. But there's no doubt about it. His stance that he has taken has definitely had an effect on him being able to be employed by the NFL, man. I know we touched on Kaepernick before, man, but with this new news about him trying to clear his name about his employment status, man, what do you think about, Kaepernick still fighting for the cause, still trying to break down them barriers so he can get back in the league, man? You with Cap?
Oh, absolutely, man. The best thing about Cap that I like is that it doesn't matter who you put in front of him. It doesn't matter what they say. He's just sticking to his belief.
Mm-hmm.
He's fighting for what he feels is right.
Mm-hmm.
And man, listen, it sucks that his job, his skill, his gift, his life is all being jeopardized because of his opinion. And his opinion isn't false. You know what I mean? What he feels isn't wrong, and now they're trying to wrong him for basically the NFL feeling that he was wrong to use their platform as a representation to be able to express how he felt about police brutality. Like the lack of equality.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's tough, man. It's a tough story to hear, man.
Yeah.
I'm not mad that I keep hearing him in the headlines. You know what I mean? Because, yeah. It shows that it's like he hasn't been going away. He hasn't been forgotten. Right. Which is one of the best parts about it, man. Is that what he's fighting for? It's always like. It's always being brought to our attention, whatever he touches.
Yeah.
And it's a good thing that for us to know and understand, because a lot of people aren't aware of what his message stands for. So shout out to Cap, man. I'm with Cap. And I hope they understand where he's coming from and definitely give him an opportunity, because the NFL definitely could always appreciate his talent.
Yeah, man. And I'm really glad that you did bring up the overall cause. Because from now on, man, whenever we decide to bring up Colin Kaepernick, man, We're definitely going to bring up the cause that in which he started kneeling for in 2016 in the first place, which was, you know, to protest the police brutality and the social injustice. So definitely want to make sure that that gets mentioned whenever we talk about Kaepernick, man, because that's what it was for, man. It is unfortunate that his livelihood has to take a hit, has to take a sacrifice. What, you know, happened to him personally that made him decide to carry, you know, to be the face of this, you know, situation. I wish he would be a little bit more vocal. I know he's real laid back. He doesn't say a whole lot. We see videos. We see, we read tweets. But we really don't, you know, hear a lot from him vocally. You know, maybe it was something that, you know, in particular that might have occurred in his life that, you know, pushed him to be sort of a sacrifice a bit. I see him, you know, he sacrificed his, you know, his career. I feel like he sacrificed a portion of his legacy as far as, you know, sports is concerned. Will he become a more polarizing figure, you know, off the field? I think that's still in the development stages, man. I don't, you know, quite know if it's going to lead anywhere, this situation in with him looking to get back into the league. We do have Jay-Z back in the league. I mean, not back in the league, but he's part of the NFL platform right now. I think that that's his best avenue to really work in this angle back into the league. But we're definitely going to have to see what happens. I mean, I think he's 31 years old, man. Nobody's getting younger. You know, so he's reached out to all 32 teams about employment and still, you know, no feedback, man. So we're definitely going to keep an eye on that situation, you know, because he definitely has a lot of support. Rihanna confirms decline in the Super Bowl halftime show to support Kaepernick, which is interesting because I believe that she was down with Roc Nation. So if Jay-Z is in charge of Roc Nation, then I believe that he's still affiliated with Rihanna, if I'm not mistaken. For her to, you know, side with Cap on this is really interesting. She turned down an opportunity to perform at the Super Bowl halftime show. When she asked why she declined, she said Colin Kaepernick. She couldn't dare do that. So, you know, shout out to Rihanna. You know, we always feel like she's, you know, the down girl around the way. So we definitely got to shout out Rihanna. Cardi B was reportedly in talks about performing at the Super Bowl. But we're going to have to see who winds up showing up and who winds up being on the same side with Cap, man. But, yeah, so this season is off to a really interesting, you know, start. Your man, Patty Mahomes, my man too, man. I ain't gonna front him because he took that L this weekend. Because I, you know, Patty Mahomes, my man too, man. He took an L this weekend to the Colts. A really good game. It was actually their first loss of the season. I think it narrows the gap a little bit with the MVP race with him and Russell Wilson, who had the player of the year so far. Corner pass to the end zone, man. The toe touch, man. It was beautiful, man. I believe it was to Lockett, man. But it was the best pass of the season, man. It was incredible. It was insane. If you haven't seen that clip, definitely go check that clip. That highlight of Russell Wilson, man, who's really making his case for the MVP award right now, man. But yeah, this season is looking good, man, for some, and then it's looking bad for others. How about the bad news Browns? I mean, they look garbage out there, man. And the 49ers stepped on their hearts. I mean, it was crazy. It was a lot of controversy about the pregame handshake. Richard Sherman, I heard he said he was apologizing that he really did want to shake his hand. It was some controversy said that he didn't want to shake his hand before the game. And they did the zoom in. Everything's on tape, man. They zoomed in, saw that Baker Mayfield and Richard Sherman actually did shake hands. My favorite part of the game was when Bosa sacked him and did the flag in the middle of the field the way that Baker did when they beat him in college, man. So a lot of people are coming at Baker's neck. They saying he's the worst quarterback in the NFL right now. That's what the numbers are saying, man. But The veterans have said that he believes that he's better than what he really is, and they just really want him to humble himself. I know that, you know, you would project in Baker Mayfield to do this thing, man. We're going to still, you know, we're going to still give him a chance as his second season. We got to still keep his age in perspective, man. But what do you think the issue at this point is with Baker Mayfield, man? I mean, they saying his head is like he's already won 10 Super Bowls. I think he was quoted as somebody said that he acts like he won 10 Super Bowls already.
I could definitely see that level of confidence in Baker Mayfield for sure. I mean, I think about that game. Yeah, they did lose, but I mean, I can't. The 49ers are still a good team. They're undefeated. I can't overlook that. I don't think a lot of things they are saying about Baker Mayfield. The term is like he's been overhyped, which I think is true. He could definitely just kind of take, like, it's. I mean, the level of gameplay for football at that quarterback position is just getting super intense, and the level of gameplay is just getting better and better. Patrick Mahomes, man, the way he's just throwing the ball, he's, like, going in one direction, like, torquing his body the other, and then just releasing. So just kind of the level, like, how he's torquing his body and just slingshotting that ball into the end zone is crazy, man. I'm telling you, Patty Mahomes is crazy. What we were saying about the Browns. Yeah, Baker, definitely overhyped. No doubt about it. I think he definitely needs a little bit more practice, man. Maybe take some, like, tutoring from, like, a suit. Like,
he needs a little more practice.
Or, like, mentoring. Like, it's just, like, he's there, but he needs something that's going to take him to the next level.
Yeah, maybe a few more inches. He got to grow, like a growth spurt.
What is he, like 6 feet, right?
Yeah, man. I mean, he's getting a lot of balls batted down at the line. You know, see, Russell Wilson can escape out the pocket.
He's faster, yeah.
He's a better athlete, man. Like, if you're going to be shorter, you either got to be extra athletic or extra intelligent like Drew Brees. Drew Brees is the same height as Russell Wilson and Mayfield, man, but the difference is Drew Brees, man, is his IQ is up there. So if you in at Russell Wilson has a high IQ too, man, and he's athletic, man. So right now Baker Mayfield is not looking like he has either one right now, a whole bunch of athleticism or a whole bunch of IQ as far as, like, you know, progression, man. He seems to be locked in on Odell. With the progressions, man, he's, you know, going through the one progression, you know, see it, and then he wants to deliver it right away, man. But when that pass rush is on, man, he's not looking too good out there. I think this season is fastly headed down the drain. It's going to cause some frustration. Odell already frustrated. You know, I heard some rumors about, you know, him possibly being traded. You know, Philly News was reporting that they were interested in, you know, they always report that they always interested in everybody. But we're going to have to see what happens, man. You know, that the Packers, you know, they have a big game coming up next week against the Lions on Monday Night Football. We're going to see whether Adams can play. He's obviously a big deal. Deshaun Watson is looking good for fantasy numbers. Gurley, you know, reported quad injury. We're going to see how he can recover from that. But, you know, he hasn't been looking too good. But to my man, Jalen Ramsey, had a heart-to-heart with the owner and is expected to play in week 6. The disgruntled cornerback, you know, returned from a 2-game absence in week 6 against the Saints. He's currently battling a back injury. And he's back to practice on a limited basis, man. But, you know, he did play in the week 3 win over Tennessee, man, after asking for the trade. It looks like he, you know, obviously he doesn't want to step out on the field and get injured in this kind of situation, man. But do you think that they can, you know, reconcile the situation with, or is it once you kind of put that energy out in the air, that – how can you go back to a situation once you've already made it clear and apparent? Like, how are you going to be accepted in the locker room, man? How are you, the men that you go to battle with, supposed to embrace you after you've made it clear that you don't want to be there?
I think it comes down to maturity. Just kind of definitely self-control. and maturity. I think it's maturity and accountability. Sometimes you got to admit that you're wrong sometimes. I mean, I think he may, if he really wants his team and he really wants to be a part of the Jaguars organization, I think Jalen Ramsey has to admit that publicly announcing these emotions about how he feels about wanting to be traded really wasn't a good look, and it definitely impacts those players. And I don't think he's, like, maybe he could give a group apology. I think a personal apology is a little bit more, just shows the level of, like, stand-up person he is, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. They all could definitely come to agreements and move past this. And I think the level, again, maturity and accountability could just only make their chemistry stronger, because he obviously feels suppressed about the team, because he doesn't, he's expressing how he feels to the media, it's undetermined to say if he's doing this to, like, the players themselves, like if his level of teamwork is where it should be as far as expressing where they, like, what page they both need to be on between him and the other defensive
because supposedly the trade is because they're not winning. So if that's the, you know, then maybe they rally if they, something he's been convinced that they can now win, and it's something, you know, with the team. I don't know. We're going to have to see, man. He's definitely a big deal. He's a star in this league. I don't think the cornerback position is I won't say that the difference maker in particularly with that team. I think it is going to go more so with what the quarterback is doing over there with Minshew, you know, with the Nick Foles injury. We got Minshew over there, man. But I think their season is more tinging upon what goes on with him. But, yeah, if, you know, he could land in the right team or in the right spot, I think, you know, who already has something solid going on, you know, on both sides of the ball, I think he can make a difference. You know, that's you know, it is an impact position. But, you know, we all know what the money position is, and that's the quarterback position. That's why, like you said, the Mayfield, you know, he needs some more practice. I think the Browns need a quarterback change.
Who?
I think they – Kaepernick. Yeah. The Browns
need – I can see it. I mean, that wouldn't be a bad move. It wouldn't be – but, I mean, they're invested. So, for them to be invested and then for them to flip the whole team direction, man, that does a lot to a team, man. So, if you swap out – if you drop Baker Mayfield for Colin
Kaepernick should replace Baker Mayfield. You can't tell me he's taller, he's athletic, he can see over the line. And at this point in the season, there, even Freddie Kitchens, I heard that they could be calling for this man's job. The coach of the Redskins just lost his job, Gruden. I heard Tomlin's on the hot seat right now. And, yeah.
But he might go to Washington, they're saying.
He might go to Washington, man. But the Browns, like, when you have to make a move, a desperation move, I believe, to save your job, man. I mean, I don't know why more people aren't bringing that up. That, you know, maybe the Browns need a better quarterback, man. And maybe it's Colin Kaepernick. On to my girl, Simone Biles, man. Breezes to the 5th world all-around title. It's insane what she's doing, man, on this platform, man. I'm so proud of her. I do have young daughters that can look up and be inspired by her greatness, and her focus and her work ethic, man. And, you know, definitely want to bring and shine the spotlight on Simone Biles. She's 22 years old. She won the all-around competition on Thursday by, you know, 2.1 points, the largest margin of victory in her career. So she's only getting better. All the young girls, man, y'all have something to aspire to. Simone Biles, the 2019 gymnastics star, you know, she's winning the title. Definitely want to pay attention to, you know, how she does things, man. She's amazing. She's awesome, man. She's extremely athletic. She's, you know, she's built for this competition. And I just really enjoy watching, see her win. Especially for the youth. And, you know, I have daughters, like I said, man, so it's crazy. Another female that's doing her thing, Allyson Felix. I believe she just broke a record of Usain Bolt's, man. I mean, it's It's crazy, man. What's going on, man? Allyson Felix breaking records, man. Simone Biles holding it down. I mean, I know we passed the hot girl summer, man, but how you feel about this dominance, you know, with Simone Biles, Allyson Felix, man? How do you feel about this wave of women who are dominating their particular fields right now?
I love it. Dude, I love it, man. They're just elevating the level of gameplay. Just being that fast, being that athletic, I just love it, man. I don't watch as much as I should as far as track. I do know about Simone is that just her bounce just gives her so much height that just, I mean, it just gives her so much air time to do so much more, like hang time. It's phenomenal, man. Like, you get excited about this stuff. Like, when you witness things that you feel to believe are impossible, like when the barrier, when the mold is broken, when something new, mm-hmm. innovative, in the level of sport, man, is I love it. I'm here for it all day.
Yeah, definitely, man. 4'8", March 14th, she was born. Does that make her a...
It does.
Big shout out Simone Biles for being a Pisces, is it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's definitely interesting. She's from Columbus, Ohio. Big shout out to Simone Biles, man. Keep doing your thing. Along with Allyson Felix, who, you know, definitely being an inspiration to the youth. To the young girls out there who you know, don't think that they have the same platform as men. You know, we got a good game going on right now in the WNBA, live right now, game 5, Connecticut Sun, along with the Washington Mystic. MVP Elena Deladon trying to do all she can to seal this win right now, man. Right now, the score is 80-72 with 2 minutes and 41 seconds left in the fourth quarter. So it does look like at this point that the Washington Mystic are going to win the WNBA championship. It's a lot of time. It's definitely a lot of time. I think that the home court and the home crowd is going to carry them to the next level with that. But it's a lot of, you know, it's hot right now, man. I mean, all the sports right now. This is definitely the last WNBA game of the season, man. But it's hot right now. So, like I said in the beginning, man, it's a crazy time for sports, man, with all the sports kind of like being, you know, being played at the same time. But, you know, we're definitely going to, you know, look forward to covering and bringing all this madness, this insane sports season, man, as we're heading into 2020. But then, you know, the Sports Vault podcast, we're definitely going to make sure that we bring you everything that's hot. B, what's good, man? Sports Vault podcast.
Yeah, man, you already know, man. It's your favorite podcast on this planet, man. Stay tuned. We always dropping that hot, juicy, fresh topics on each your favorite sports on your favorite players, man. Just keep following us. We on Twitter, Instagram, man. Mm-hmm. Any recommendations, just reach out to us, man.
Yes,
and
sir.
And just admit it, man. We your favorite podcast.
Yeah, just admit it, man. Sports Vault Podcast, man. Email at sportsvaultpodcast@gmail.com, man. If you have any comments, feedback, definitely reach out, man. And that's a wrap, man. Sports Vault Podcast. J. Reed, B.
We out.